completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, please go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So today's guest is a group, and not just any group, it's a family group. It's a brother and sister. The name of the group is 9903, consisting of A Times Two and Deja. A Times Two and Deja are artists that bring fun, positive, and energetic music that everyone can enjoy. A Times Two and Deja are supporters of the anti-bullying campaigns, teen influencers for Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and want to make a positive influence with their music. We can only get one shot at this game called life, so we have to do the best that we can while we can. Be yourself, love yourself in a world that sometimes grew. Dream big, live big. You are not the three or the two, but you are the one. And so I want you to check out their music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we come back, you'll be hearing from A Times Two and Deja.
I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. Ain't no topping me, stopping me, guarantee ain't no popping me. I'm winning and making money like we playing Monopoly. If the number ain't one, it ain't me. I be hitting it, so I wish I would become a three. Like the letter, I'm a G, be curving like I'm a C. I'm the one, what's a two or three? It don't relate to me. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one.
Mic check, check one, check two, check three, the lion at the case, B. Yeah, I'm hungry, what's the meat? Aristotle, yeah, it's Greek. I'm the king with the wings, call me Russell with the rings. Call me Jordan with the fade, tossing A.A. with the braids. You ain't know, I'm the one. Snatch your girl, you hair sprung. You don't have to blow the gun, cause you know that I won.
I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. Hold up, what you thought this was? Got you going nuts. My spot cannot be took. I know it eats your guts, but understand that I demand my number one. And understand that I backhand my competition better run. Y'all don't get it. Really wish y'all could get that. I clean out the competition like they dishes. Boy, just listen. I go hard in the paint. I go wild, no restraints. If you think that you can beat me, well, just don't, because you can't. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one.
Excuse me, I have something to say. In the club, they say, baby, I'm not the three, but I'm the one. DJ Khaled with his son, gon' get lit, let's have some fun. Play the amigos on the run. If you broke it on my left, yeah, you heard me, you my deaf. Money makers on my right, yeah, we equal, nah, don't fight. Get your girl, nah, she don't bite. We gon' do this all night, let's get it.
Three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one. I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the one.
All right, so how are you guys doing?
I am good. How about you?
That was wonderful.
That was beautiful.
That was awesome.
Exquisite.
I am so glad to have you guys in the house on my show. So what made you guys, what drew you to music?
Music has been in our bloodline since I was even born. You know what I'm saying? Since I've been here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yep. You know, Dad, he's been a producer for how long? Even my mom got some music talents.
You know what I'm saying? She won't tell you, but you know what I'm saying? But it's
you know,
here.
It comes from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So
Right. Yeah.
So long history of music.
So I wish you guys could see how they're swagged out, because this is a podcast, so it's just audio, but I see Atos too. He has his shirt, and Deja has.
You know what I'm saying? Got a ribbon here. I go.
Looking good. So I want to know, like, from you guys, like, you know, growing up in a household full of music. Like, I mean, there's a lot of kids that grow up with their parents who are in music, but they don't choose to follow that path. So, what really, you know, inspired you to stick and stay with music?
Well, for me, you know, I've always just kind of been a music head. Like I said, it just came kind of natural. But I guess I fell more in love with music after I fell in love with dancing. So because, you need music in order to dance, it just kind of came, you know, I learned how to dance and then I learned more. I started hearing music differently. And then constantly seeing it all around me, it's like, okay. So it just kind of it's like piecing together like a puzzle. And then before we started off as backup. And then we started doing our own thing. So it's just, you know, it's like, okay, how can I do something better? Da, 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 da. Okay, what's this? What's that? You know, it's just interest for me. And it's just, yeah.
You know, as she said that, you know what I'm saying? I fell in love with music because, like, I love, like, there's, like, so many different, like, genres of music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, if you want to be an artist, you know what I'm saying? You can do this. And then you can do that. You can do this. You can do that. You know what I'm saying? This, that. You know what I'm saying? And with me, like, the more I started, as I grew older, like, I listened to those genres of music and realized I want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Because God gave every one of us a gift. You know what I'm saying? And as I'm like, ooh, I can do this. Oh, I want to do that. And I can spread this type of message. You know what I'm saying? Because you always secular music and all type of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? You can spread a positive message, but, like, it has, like, the same vibe as this message.
Right.
You just want to be able to spread positivity and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We also do gospel music too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I
love gospel music. My grandfather's a pastor, my father's a pastor, my boyfriend's a minister. So, you know, faith is very important to me. So, how has your faith impacted your music?
Just to keep going on, you know, if we didn't have passion and love for it, you know, I don't think he would do it. But just because we have a passion and love for it, you know, it's a gift from God. So if we can kind of incorporate both our love just for doing it, just for fun, and doing it as a thanks, you know, for giving us a gift, why not do that?
And she mentioned it earlier. We started off as backup. We started off as backups for God's Prodigy back in Warner Robins, Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Georgia, what, Middle Georgia Gospel Idol in 2009. And without him, without God, we wouldn't be here where we are today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got to keep our faith in him, and he keeps us strong, like she said, to keep us going forward. You know what I'm saying? So now we wouldn't be here. So we got to do it for him. You know what I'm saying?
He got a plan for us.
Definitely.
You know? John 13:7. We may not understand now, but we will later.
Talk to him.
So you just got to... keep going.
Definitely.
Walk by faith, not by sight. So,
Talk to him, man. It is.
You know, one thing I'm really impressed by is your catalog. You have so many music videos, so many singles and stuff. So how did you How have you been able, as an independent artist, be able to put out so much quality content? Because I think a lot of artists, you know, they want to do it, but, you know, like myself, I've been playing violin a long time and I only put out one music video, but y'all put out a ton. So what's your secret? How do you guys, you know, make the time and manage the finances to be able to do that?
It's a family thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a family thing.
Family, you know what I'm saying? So we just, besides school, you know, it is kind of difficult just trying to balance it all. But like, definitely, when you really want to do something, you're going to find your time.
Right.
And
it's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to manage that time wisely. You know what I'm saying? And if you do it, if God gave you the gift, do it. You know what I'm saying?
So how do you guys stay motivated?
Put it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have a great support system. The one from our, you know, our parents, you know, I don't know where we'd be, but you know, they even at times where we don't even see it in ourselves, they see it.
The military.
Very strong. So, you know, it's just kind of one of the things, you know, we can't give up.
Yeah, and he put us through sports and stuff like that. And you know how sports do, like all they teach you like life lessons. And my main thing was track, you know what I'm saying? And my dad always tell me, run through the tape. You know what I'm saying? He always say I'm 75%. So I'm trying to work on running through the tape. So he run through the tape. So you started it, finish it. You know what I'm saying? So
Right. Run through the tape.
Definitely. Run through the tape.
So Deja, did you do sports as well?
Yes, ma'am. I did a little bit of everything. I did
What were your events?
Yeah, so I did basketball, I did track, I was a cheerleader, but dance was my love. I did drill team all throughout high school, varsity, and then I danced freshman year at the University of North Texas for the North Texas Dancers. So, you know, I couldn't do everything. My coaches was kind of, you know, and so I had to buckle down and choose one, and dance is where my heart lied. You know, I saw it being more, you know, cooperative with my future plans and stuff like that, and you know, but yeah, I was active.
Okay, great. So I know that you, Deja, you were in college already, or have you already graduated?
Yes, ma'am. So I got about two more semesters. I just added a minor in theater arts. In broadcast communication. So I could have graduated this semester, but I got a little bit more time before I'm done.
Oh, that's excellent. And you?
Well, I just graduated high school and now I'm at the University of Louisiana State University. Bless everybody going through the hurricane right now. You know what I'm saying? My prayers are up, but I am at the, you know, the boot. You know what I'm saying? Louisiana State University. Then I had to go Tigers. You know what I'm saying?
What's your major going to be?
Yeah. I'm majoring in business finance.
Oh, okay. That's a great major. Okay, great. Thank you. So I want to know from you guys, like, out of all the music videos that you guys have filmed, which one is your favorite music video and why?
Ooh. That's a great question.
I think I have about two. Can I say two?
Yeah, like, you could tell me two.
You said it. So the first one would definitely have to be 3-2-1. We shot it at Las Vegas, so that was our first time there. Actually for the Pre-Stella Awards, right?
Definitely.
And you know, we kind of, so that music video, it just ties in a whole lot of memories. So being there, you know, we was all cute and stuff like that, and we went all around the strip, and just being able like to be, you know, somewhere as luxurious as Las Vegas, you know, that video was dope. And then during the coronavirus, you know, I kind of tie my favorite things into like my most memorable experiences. So we did a song called Too Sick, and we had like matching lab coats and a stethoscope, right? And you know, the song's called Pop Ill, Too Sick, Ill. So we had like a little doctor kind of thing, and we had a little routine, and you know, it was just a very fun record. And then T-Pain, we actually submitted it to, I guess he was reviewing songs and he got a look at it and he gave us a good cackle. So, you know, he saw the video. So to see, you know, so those two just kind of just mean a little.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, I mean, yeah. I love
all the music. Don't give out compliments easy.
Come on, I know. So
lately.
But like she said, I would say 3-2-1 and 2-6. But I also, because we just dropped two new gospel tracks. One's called Lessons, And that one I love it because it's I don't take L's, they lessons. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And you know what I'm saying? You see.
I love that. Mm. I don't take L's, I take lessons.
Okay. Come on, man. So that speaks for itself. That speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Jesus. My other one's one time for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, without him, we wouldn't be here. So you
right.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's awesome.
One time for Jesus.
So I have to ask you guys, who is your greatest inspiration? Just in general.
Oh, just in general?
Because there's so many.
I know. So like how many could we like it just
okay, zoom. Okay, let me break it down. Okay. Your best musical inspiration and your business inspiration? I'll give you two inspirations each.
Okay. Mm. Okay. That's like that one.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Just one.
I think I know I'm on. So music inspiration for me. Chris Brown. He's literally multi-talented, and I know he had his issues, but we all do. So the talent that man has is ridiculous, and I love his music, and I love how he can perform, he can dance, he can act, he can be an athlete. So music side is to be able to be as versatile as he is, because not only does he sing, he can rap too. So his ear is just amazing. So musically, he's my biggest influence. Business side, Beyonce. I mean, it's either between Beyonce and Rihanna, but I would say Beyonce because, I mean, she's literally the queen. Like, she's been doing it since our age, I think even younger. So obviously, she's just a huge role model to look up to. And I know that's kind of the cliche, but she's like, what, in her 40s now? And like, she's still on top and still producing more content, and it's only getting better.
Right.
Start here, but now she's a business
woman. I can respect that. Okay.
So, yeah.
How about you, young man?
And I was hoping she would go keep talking because I had some more time to think. because like I said, it's just so much music. You know what I'm saying? So like, I can literally just list them.
There's different qualities about each artist.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. But for my music, I would go with I'm gonna say Drake.
I knew it. I didn't want to say it because I felt like you were gonna say it. But yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I knew it.
I feel like I gotta say Drake. I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because growing up,
is definitely a hit factory.
Exactly,
the one man hit factory.
He's versatile.
He has a different background too. He started in acting and transitioning.
Facts.
Even he got turned down a couple times, and now he's the artist of the decade.
Certified level. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Like
he's been running the game for so long. You know what I'm saying? So like it's kind of hard not to like look like you know like someone look up to him in the music game because he's been doing it for so long.
It's true.
Exactly.
So, I have another question for you guys. So collaboration is a very important part of business. Strategic partnerships is a very important part. And, you know, a lot of people cannot stand their family members. How do you guys collaborate as siblings? Like, what do you think is the glue that keeps you guys together and has kept you together for so many years? Help some of these people out who are listening, who need to work better with others.
Hey, this is all you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? We all blood is all you're gonna get. So we gotta stick together. We like I said, we started it together, we gotta end it together. You know what I'm saying? So
and I just think it's just the love that we have for each other as a family. Like, don't get it twisted. You know, we definitely have our days.
Definitely.
Where, you know, we're like, okay, but we know
we got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and not even just because we're all we have, but like I think we all just get along, like our personalities just kind of mess, like. My dad's funny, my mom's funny, we're funny. So we just have bond. And once you live with somebody for so long, it's like, you know, you just automatically we're blood too. So, you know what I mean? So it's really just the family tie that we have to each other and we keep God first. And, you know, when we have him, you know, everything just kind of seems to flow around that.
Definitely.
But definitely just, you know, we all have similar passions. And that's something that I feel like is really successful when it comes to like families and relationships and all that. When you have compatible mindsets and y'all heads is in the same direction, you have similar goals and stuff like that, stuff tends to work just a little bit better.
Definitely.
And, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we find things, whether it's music, sports, movies, you know, just finding things to do together.
Definitely.
And, you know, learning and stuff like that. So just, it's a family affair. But,
definitely.
You know, like you said, we all we got. So whether you like it or not, we got to love each other. So, you know, but yeah, just, I think we had just have a strong system.
Well, that's awesome. So I want to thank you guys for coming on to the show. And my last question for you guys is, what are three things that people can do to be successful? What are three tips you have for success?
Are you?
Do you want to go first?
Okay, well, shoot. Well, my first one most definitely got to be keep God first and talk to God. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Without him, we ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So my number two would be, what's my number two? Say your number one so I can say my number two.
Okay. My number one, well, his was keep God first. So I don't want to double. So I guess my first would be, of course, God, but just extra. Definitely stay in school. Knowledge is powerful. You know what I'm saying? And the more you know, the better. So if you can, I know some people have circumstances and stuff like that, but education. Mm-hmm. So stay in school if you can and take it serious.
And then your third one, I'll give you guys three total.
Okay.
Collaborate on this.
I was dropping some knowledge.
Power, and what's your final one?
Okay, so I was thinking. See,
it got to be a banger.
You know what I'm saying? See, I was thinking like when you got a plan. You know what I'm saying? Push through a plan. You know what I'm saying?
To be successful, so you mean never give up?
Basically.
Okay. That's so cliche, though.
I know, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Try not to get discouraged.
There it is. Because people gonna try to down you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't got no haters. You ain't doing something right. You know what I'm saying? So people
just
trying to bring you down. Don't let that negative energy stop you from what you want to do.
We're not saying it's not gonna be. You know, it's gonna be a little difficult. It's not an easy task to do at all.
You know what I'm saying? We always gotta remember, you're not the three. You not the two, but you the one. Straight like that.
All right. That's awesome. On that note, I want to thank you guys so much.
I told you it was cooking. I just need a little bit of time. There it was. You not the three, not the two, but you the one. There it is. Come on.
Awesome. I wish I could stay longer and talk to you guys more, but this has been an awesome show. You guys have great personalities. I enjoy your music, and I can't wait for the Bashani Radio listeners to the SEO Queen show to hear more about you guys. Where can they find you guys online?
Well, you can follow me on all my social media at A2. That is ATIMEZ2.
You can follow me on all my social media at Deja10X. That's DEJAH10X.
And y'all can also go to our little website. You know what I'm saying? That's A2 and Deja. That is www.ax2deja.com. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can also, you know what I'm saying? She mentioned our little t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to go cop some merch? You know what I'm saying?
It's on the website, ax2deja.com.
Yeah, and I want to thank you also. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, thank you for having us.
This has been fun. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had an exquisite time. So,
all right, thank you guys.
Website too.
You did your thing on the website. Yeah, definitely. We got to make sure. Y'all got to check out that website. And I just love to see how beautiful work. Okay?
Definitely.
Yeah, the SEO Queen built the website. So you guys definitely have to check that out at a2deja.com. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I appreciate you.
You too.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.